Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, those phone lines are open, and these numbers are extremely important today.
Right, here
so
we go.
Give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. And the reason those numbers are important today is
I don't do very well at guessing songs, right?
Yeah. Okay. So it is the listeners against Steve in guessing the music theme this week.
I don't stand a chance.
And if the listener wins,
what?
We're going to give them a tune-up.
Are we?
On their furnace.
Does that come out of my pocket?
It does. Oh. So the pressure is on you.
Great.
To guess it before they do.
Right, just so I don't have to give up a tune-up.
That's right.
Okay.
So those numbers, let's make sure we get those numbers, 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255.
Good luck, everybody. Good luck. I just may knock it out of the park today.
Yeah, you have to think outside the box.
With you?
With
absolutely. I got to think outside the city with you.
Now, we should thank the idea for this.
Came from Juan Jimenez.
So we want to thank him for putting input in there.
If I don't have to pay, I'll give you all the ideas. That's okay. Yeah,
exactly. Awesome.
So we appreciate that. And, you know, coming up in the elevator, I got a little shout-out about my Christmas light.
Well, you got two shout-outs from your Christmas lights. One from Mike on security.
Yep.
We just talked about your Christmas lights, and I said something about
Bah humbug.
About, yeah, it was kind of Christmassy here, and he was just not as excited about it as maybe Peter was, and then he said, but not you, eh, Peter, because about his Christmas lights in Byron. Yeah. I mean, the word has gotten out.
Yeah, I received a certificate from the Optimist Club thanking me for brightening up Byron.
You are now an Illuminati. Yeah, he's illuminating the world.
Can I bring something up? I don't know if you guys, this is out of whatever we're talking about, a little bit connected, but not a lot. Do you guys hear about the thing in Windsor?
No.
The guy that he's getting, like, complaints from people because he has, like, a light show in his house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he's been taken to court, and it's, come on.
I know. It's Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Like, I mean, people, don't be Grinch.
Yeah.
Well, you know the ones I missed, which was like that, on Saskatoon Street.
Oh,
there
yes.
There was those two houses.
Yeah, side by side. It was like a contest.
And like, he's the guy, there's cars. It'd be like millions of cars that would drive by to look at it. And now they're not there.
Well, there's still that house in Oak Ridge, which, I mean, people stop there to go see that house. And the neighbors just gave up because they couldn't compete. I mean, it is... It puts you a little bit to shame, actually.
But when you think about it, it's like having an amusement park, right?
Absolutely,
that's
yes.
Why you complain?
Yeah, and all the people just drive by. Everybody's coming out having a look, and he's out there greeting people. It's awesome.
Tuned to this station to
they're
hear the
music. They're bringing in a good vibe. It's not
absolutely. It's a great vibe.
Energy.
Yes.
It's like great energy. Yeah. Kids having fun. Like, come
on. Yeah,
it's Christmas.
Exactly. I'll have to pick my game up then.
You are.
If you drive down Highbury and you go by Messenger,
yep,
and they have all their Christmas decorations.
Oh, the polar bear.
The polar bear, I loved it. And I said, okay, I got to get that polar bear for my house. So I phoned.
All excited.
Nobody would call me back. I finally got somebody who worked there, got it in, found out where they got it, called them, said, okay, this is what I want. $20,000. I went, maybe I don't need that polar bear that bad. So.
That polar bear is worth, you shouldn't, because people will stop by and take that polar bear.
Well,
now.
They should stop by and look at all the decorations because it is expanded.
Oh, has it?
And then there's a lot more, and it's beautiful. But
you like that
polar bear was like, I don't know, 10 feet high, 20 feet long.
Now, there's a correlation. It's not just the polar bear. There's a reason why you like the polar bear.
Yeah, it's Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, yeah.
Coca-Cola polar bear. If I could get one with a Coke bottle.
Now, speaking of Coke, there was a gift dropped off to the store this week, and it was it had Peter written all over it. One, it was full. It was a like a mini horse trough. I'm going to call it full of Coke and Kit Kat bars. I mean, packed.
Does people don't listen to us? He said that he cannot drink Coke or
I know, no, right?
It yeah. tastes
drinking,
good.
You he's can't... drinking Gatorade Zero. No, cannot.
Not at work, he doesn't.
Peter.
Yeah. Yeah. Peter. Yeah. Coke and Kit Kat. Full. Chock full. Yeah. Right? Oh, I'm sorry. And a bag of pretzels. Like, what's with the pretzels?
I'll sacrifice for you. Yeah. And next time that happens, just bring it
a
to
little,
me.
A little salt with your sweet. Is that it? Sweet and salty?
No. Yeah. Everybody took all the chocolate bars.
I did not take one.
Well, they're all gone. So, and it wasn't me. And the Coke, I put it in the fridge because, of course, Coke isn't good unless it's cold.
Cold, ice cold.
So I put it in the fridge. Half of them are gone. So don't be blaming me for drinking all this stuff. Because
okay. I mean, I was just impressed. Mitch worked hard at figuring out what to get you. Yeah.
Well, he called Vanessa. Because when he brought it in, I said, well, you obviously know me. And he said, well, Vanessa does. And I went, okay. So.
Wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was nice. Nice to get that instead of a bottle of wine, which I just hand away to everybody. So
We need to make a shout-out to Team Froud in Vernon, B.C., the Ontario Seniors Ladies teams, as they're competing in the semifinal today, right?
They are in the semifinals of the Canadian Senior Women's Championship.
Yep.
They went, 7-3.
Yep.
Saskatchewan went 9-1.
Ooh.
So okay. Saskatchewan plays BC, Ontario plays Alberta. The winners play for the gold medal.
Nice.
And a chance to go to the world.
Sweet. Nice. So good luck to Team Froud.
Yep. One member lives in London. One member lives in
Cambridge
area, and then the other two, I think, are down in Toronto.
Yes. So, yeah.
That's what the world of curling is now. Everybody from all over get together.
And
put
play.
A super team together.
Yes. That's still waiting for my invite. Hasn't come yet.
Yeah,
but,
I haven't got any phone calls either.
And a quick shout out to our very own Jim Lyle, who turned 70 this past week.
And they're playing in the Grand Masters.
Grand Masters, yes. And he gets to use a stick in the Grand Master.
He does.
Yeah.
I could give him some tips. Oh. But anyways, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the home comfort show. Remember, it's the listeners against Steve. Phone numbers are 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255.
I have no idea who that is.
No idea. <Okay. laughs> Well, let's see if a listener does. Could be giving away a tune-up.
But that's still the theme, right?
The theme, yes.
Your theme. So not just who that is, it's the theme. Yeah.
So
why? What's it with the female artists? Like, why?
Because they're close. You know, man, it kind of, you can, but females, you got to think a little
gotta think
bit.
About Okay. Lady Gaga?
No. You should have said Adele. That's what I said last week.
No, it's not Adele. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Christine Aguilera.
Nope. Okay, we're going to move on here.
All right.
We got to get to the questions. A lot came in this week.
A lot. Okay.
Said, what is the difference between a humidifier and an HRV?
Is this like a trick question?
No.
A humidifier is a device that we place on your furnace, on the ductwork of the furnace, and its sole purpose is to add moisture to the house. So we connect it to the water. We actually connect it to the hot water line. And when your furnace is on and the burners are going and you need moisture, that the water will turn on, and that water will come over and drip through a pad, and then we blow the hot air through it. And that hot air evaporates that water, and it puts it into the airstream. So we are adding humidity to the house, okay? And there's a humidistat on there which would tell it when to turn on, when to turn off. So that's humidification. HRV, which stands for heat recovery ventilation, is the opposite of that. So an HRV is designed to bring fresh air into a home, but its main purpose when it came into play was it's a, like a big dehumidifier. So what it does is it'll realize when it gets cold outside, the air outside is actually very, very dry. It could be snowing, but the air is still very, very dry. Cold air can't contain a whole lot of moisture. So what we do is in these new homes today, all homes being built today will have an HRV in them. And the reason for that is simply we make our houses so airtight now that they can't breathe. And in order for them to breathe, they need to have some ventilation air. So the other thing that'll happen is all the building products when you build a house, they all contain a lot of moisture. So when you wrap them up in plastic and heat them up, all the windows will start to get condensation on them on the inside. And it is a real problem because then if you don't wipe them every day, you'll end up getting some mold growth on those windows. So hence the HRV was also put in the home to stop that from happening. So it takes that warm, moist air, pushes it outside, trades it for fresh, cold air, which the warm air leaving preheats the cold air coming in, and that's why we have heat recovery. There's a long, drawn-out explanation for your question.
Yeah, you lost me about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But basically, a humidifier puts in moisture.
HRV takes it out.
Makes you breathe better.
Okay.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, in a roundabout way.
Okay. Let's move on to the next question. I own a rental property with 4 units.
Congratulations.
Would one heat pump work to heat and cool all 4 units, or would you need to invest in 4 heat pumps?
Oh, this is a trick question. So if you have a house that has 4 units in it, you can't have one centralized heating system. I mean, with ductwork, that's against fire code. You could have one outdoor condensing unit attached to 4 indoor ductless units. That can work. So it just depends on capacity, depends on how much heating or cooling those individual units need. And then from that, we can decide whether or not one outdoor unit could connect to 4 indoor units. But you can't have one forced air furnace heating all 4 of those apartments
now,
with ductwork.
If you have 4 heads connected to, do you need a backup source of heat?
It's always good to have a backup source. I mean, these units, they work great. But, you know, if it's going to get to minus 25 over a period of time, they don't give 100% at minus 25. So, I mean, you have to keep all that into mind. So it never hurts to have a small bit of backup heat someplace, whether it's done through a baseboard or electric fireplace or gas fireplace or whatever it is that you want to do. So we look at that when we're looking at these things, just to give people some insight to that.
So call us for a
quotation or a consultation assessment. We'll come out and have a look at it, and we'll do our homework for you.
And is that free?
It is free.
It is
free. My time is free.
My time
is not.
Big bucks. Oh. Okay. Next question says.
I just want to bring something to your attention.
Anybody
hear the phone ring? No, exactly. See, they don't know who your mystery singer is either.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
They may be just waiting.
For what?
For that second song, just to nail it. You know.
I'm sure that's true. So am I.
I mean, I was like on the morning show this week when I was listening. Devin didn't even get the full question out, and the guy gave him the answer.
What?
Like, he normally does a question, then says, like, A, B, or C, and he didn't. It was boom. He was there.
Wow.
Should. So.
Okay.
I listen every morning.
I know you do. So what do you got for me now?
My in-floor heating is not working. Is this something you can help with?
Is it electric or is it water?
They don't tell me that, Steve.
Well, there's two types of in-floor heating. There's floor warming, which is usually an electric grid system that you can put some, you know, but it has to have, you know, tile or something on top of it. If it's hot water, it's not really our area of expertise. I mean, we can look at it and determine whether or not the mixing valve maybe need to be replaced, or maybe the circ pump's broken, maybe the boiler's not working properly. But you know, we can diagnose that. If there's a leak or something in that floor, not our area, but we can handle all the mechanical pieces that make the water flow to that floor.
So if it's like a gas boiler,
yep,
something like
that, yep,
we can fix the boiler side.
But yes,
we may not be able to
fix the water that, yeah, on whatever's going on through the piping. Yes, if there's a blockage or something,
and but, hope yes, there is not anything wrong with the piping, that you got to dig it up.
Right.
That can be a real problem.
It can be, yep.
Especially, now it hasn't happened for years, but there was plastic pipe that deteriorated over time.
Yes.
And it was buried, mm-hmm, and then they didn't realize it was going to deteriorate, and that caused quite a problem.
It did. Kind of like when people put, you know, when they pour concrete around ductwork, there are some homes that have the ductwork was made, and then they poured concrete around it.
Went
right
down into the, yeah, floor, and then they... Yeah.
And then that piping, unfortunately, ends up rotting out, so it can cause problems.
Then, yeah, you can get odors and everything being transferred,
absolutely,
through the ductwork,
yeah,
into the home, and people are saying, how do I get rid of it?
Yes.
Well, dig up the whole basement and get rid of, you know, move that ductwork. Now, we had a customer who wanted... had bought a house, wanted to divide it up into units.
Right.
And in the basement, it was a low basement, and they had ductwork in the basement.
Right.
That they wanted to kind of get rid of.
Right.
That's not as easy as just get rid of it.
No, it's not. It really isn't. I mean, sometimes contractors might make it think that it's a pretty easy thing to do. Oh, we can just move this over here. That doesn't need to be here. We can just move it over there 6 feet away. Sometimes that is very difficult to do when we're talking about air. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I know the height issue. I'm short, so I don't have to deal with bumping my head a whole lot.
Yeah.
But I understand it when I see people walk down my stairs to go into the basement, and they got to kind of bend over,
yes,
to get in.
And duck. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now, I want to make sure that the listeners have that phone number. Before we go to break.
Oh, you know, so yeah. So they can scoop in and, yeah, steal it from,
because
me.
Because this, yeah, is, you know, we want you guys.
Does that mean if I get a tune-up, if I guess it?
To guess? No, you don't.
I'll get a tune-up for the idea.
Oh,
there,
all
we,
right,
go.
Okay,
I like this
all
contest.
Right, okay. Yeah.
To guess the music theme, and if you've got it, you call in at 519-643-2222. Or 1-866-354-8255, and guess that before Steve does, then you will win a furnace tune-up from Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. So we played the one song, we're going to play another song after the break, and then we're going to see how that goes. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back. Closing your eyes, make it easier for you.
Wow, I mean, it's easy sitting on your high perch there, just knowing what the answer, because you got to pick the music, and then trying to have me figure out who it is.
Well, I deleted it yesterday, but I just I drive in the car, listen, I hear a song come on, I take a picture of it, and I go, that's the theme. And then I go back and work on it.
Okay.
So no idea.
I'm thinking.
I can see the smoke in the studio.
It's not Whitney Houston, is it?
Yeah. No.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you are about to listen to our reminder of the day.
Vanessa, is she going to guess the song right now and win, probably? Yeah, of course.
I was going to say, maybe Vanessa could remember or guess it.
Yeah, maybe.
But Vanessa's reminder of the day, if your furnace is 10 years old or older and it requires a major repair, we will always offer you a no-obligation quote for replacement so that you can make an informed decision for your family on repairing the unit or replacing the unit.
That's correct.
After providing you an estimate, quote, for both options, the decision is 100% the customer's.
Absolutely.
But you have all the options.
You get all the information.
When it's 10 years or older, we're saying, you know, you got to start putting some money aside in the budget for that furnace. And we're just saying, instead of putting in, I mean, I priced
But Peter, it's not fun to budget for a furnace.
Well, it's cold not to budget for
a furnace. Yeah, but I can just, you know, take that budget money and head down to Florida or maybe the Caribbean where it's warm.
But then when the furnace breaks and it freezes your pipes and it floods your house and those special items get destroyed.
Special items, those keepsakes.
Yeah. The Coca-Cola memorabilia in the basement.
I see, yeah.
Then you'll be going, I should have replaced that furnace.
Right, okay.
Now, I had priced a blower motor, and it was like $3,200.
Wow.
And I went.
That's some motor.
Yeah. I kind of went, wow, things have changed in the last few years.
Things have changed. So yes.
Prices are going up on parts and they're getting pretty costly.
Right. It's true. But what do they say about an automobile? If you were to take all the parts of an automobile and price them out separately, the car would be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right.
You really had to bring up an automobile and repairs.
Absolutely.
After you know what I've gone through.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, yes. Yeah. Kind of like trying to guess who's singing your songs. Yeah.
Can I talk about my repair on the radio, or would you rather?
No, you cannot, actually. No, because we don't need a lawsuit on air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, why don't you just go ahead with the next question? The question I got here is, our toilet is constantly running. Can you send someone over to take a look at this?
Where's it running to?
Why don't you catch it?
So that would require a plumber. We don't do plumbing. We would recommend you call Mike Pope Plumbing, and they can look at that. They'll have internal parts to fix that toilet, or maybe it's time to replace that toilet and upgrade, which case nowadays you can get a new, they call it smart height or right height.
Right. Just height.
A little bit easier on the knees. Anyways.
And less water to flush.
Low flush, yes. Yeah, so you're saving on water. Anyway, we recommend Mike Pope Plumbing. In the number, if you need a pen, 519-673-5954.
But the important numbers to remember, to call us in if you know what the theme of the music is, it's 519-643-2222. Want to do the
1-866-354-8255.
There you go. Yeah. It used to be a little sign in the studio here.
There did. You could never forget it.
Yeah. Now it's gone.
They took it down.
Yeah. Now you have to remember it. Okay, so
So that phone line is not ringing, people.
I might have stumped some people this week.
Yeah, you are the master stumper.
So the next question we got is, I have a new gas stove to replace my current stove.
Okay.
Do you have anyone who can come and disconnect and reconnect?
Sure we do. I mean, that's a gas fitter. And thank you for the homeowner asking that question, because some people try to do it themselves. That's not so good, because there's a couple things we have to check. We have to make sure that you've got a shutoff at both places. Usually when we disconnect an existing gas range and we install new one, you'll need a new flex hose. So they used to roll up a piece of copper in the back, right? And then when you pulled it out, that roll would come out, or you pushed it back in. It eventually wears as well, but now they sell flexible connectors. So then what you would do is, you need that flex connector. We don't have it. if you want us to provide it. But I mean, usually the appliance people would have that flex connection, and then when we, if you have that, then we'd be more than happy to disconnect and then reconnect.
And some, like if your stove is fitting in between two cupboards,
right?
That flex connector has to be long enough that that stove can pull out and
all
somebody
the way.
Can get
yes.
in there.
Yes.
But if it's at the end,
right.
you know, where I can pull it out a foot and then go in from the side and disconnect everything, you
right.
can get a small one, but you may need a 4-foot one at that point.
Yes. And you don't know that till you're there, right?
That's right. Yeah. Well, we're going to
oh,
the phone line.
Oh, are we? We're going
here,
to the phone.
Steve. Big
someone
phone
made
line.
A call. Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Shirley. Go ahead.
Wondering, it sounds a bit like Pink.
No, not
no,
Pink.
No, it's not,
not
her,
Pink.
Because she's got that certain sound in her voice.
Yeah. Yeah. When okay. you hear it, you'll go, I know. So.
Okay, sometime I'll sing you a song.
There we go. I want to hear that, Shirley. Well, that'll be lovely.
The mic is yours if you want to go ahead.
Oh, but what did you say? what about, I think that Bing Crosby sang that song, You're All I Want for Christmas.
he could have. I didn't, maybe,
nice.
Maybe
well,
next.
Do you know it? Do you know it? You're All I Want for Christmas?
No,
want
I
me
don't.
Sing
know.
It for you?
Oh, that would be lovely if you sang it for him, Shirley. That'd be great.
Oh, just a bit. You're all, just a minute. You're all I want for Christmas. All I want my whole life through. Each day is just like Christmas. Any time that I'm with you.
Wow, that's
wow,
lovely. Thank you,
that
Shirley.
That was great.
He's
thank
turning
you.
He's turning four
that's
shades
that's
of
okay.
He's turning four shades
you,
of red.
That's for you. I listen to you guys a lot of times, so that one's for you.
All thank
right,
you, Shirley.
Thanks, Shirley. We
thank
appreciate
you.
That. Merry,
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas.
Okay. Bye-bye
bye
bye now.
Wow, there's
hey, there, look at that. Steve.
There's a first.
There's
someone sang
first.
You a Christmas song.
We got a that, yeah, that was very nice, Shirley.
Yes.
Am I red, Steve?
You are beet red.
Yeah.
I got to say something, a little hint, because people have to get it, right? So I feel she's in the right path, though.
Pink?
Well, a female artist.
I know it's a female.
An American female artist.
An American female artist.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's part of the top, according to Billboard, top 30 female artists of all time.
Well, how, I mean, of
it's
all
30.
Time.
They can just to go through 30 and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy.
Boy.
If I can.
It's
if,
not a boy. Steve.
Where's Google?
Yeah. No, no Google today.
I could take, you know, next song, I'll just take my headphones off and shove my phone in there and let Shazam take care of the rest.
Now, right? You were talking about Jim Lyle.
I was.
They're playing the best 2 out of 3, so game three. Today, the Grand Masters. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know what age that is when they call it the Grand Masters.
I don't
Masters,
know either, yes.
But in St. Thomas.
Are they?
So they played last weekend.
Oh, very cool.
And, sorry, Jim lost the first game, won the second game.
Now they play
now
the
third
game. Third
game, and yeah. People have to come back from wherever they were to play
they're not
this
happy.
Third game.
Yeah.
But so we see. I think they got Jim Lyle, and they had the guy from Chatham that was out on Tuesday night there. What's his name?
Oh, John McCall.
John McCall, but he got COVID and couldn't play the first two games.
Oh.
So hopefully he's better now and probably can play the
got
third
it. And so who are the other two?
I don't know.
Wow. Just yeah. get a little bit of information, kind of like picking this song.
That's right. So,
okay, the
so,
theme.
You know, We'll go to break here so that, you know, the third song will come, which if you can't guess it, I got to tell everybody what it is. But
how disappointing will that be?
That will
right?
be, yep. yeah. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Okay, so
Just a sec. I got to get phone numbers out. I don't want you to have an advantage here, Steve. 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255 if you know the theme of the music.
Is it Kelly Clarkson?
Oh, yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, so Christmas songs sung by
Kelly Clarkson.
I gave you a little tip during the break.
You did. You did. Yeah. That's all I needed. That.
Yep.
I was gonna ask.
Oh, we got someone calling in, though.
I got to say something. He didn't listen to anything because he was on the phone with me.
Okay. So. All right. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Dennis.
Oh, hey. Hey. Yeah, it's Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, it is. Congratulations. You won the tune-up.
Thanks, Dennis.
So if you can give Juan your phone number, and we'll have the office get in touch with you on Monday morning.
All right. Perfect.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, man.
Thank you. Well, there you go. So I guess we better delay a little bit.
I guess, right? You know, that's fine. That's fine. Before. But the I was going to ask the question when I heard that last song, you know, was she ever a coach on The Voice?
Well, I would have said I can't comment on that.
Why can't you comment on that?
Now, the out song is Christmas Eve by Kelly Clarkson. Okay. So the first one was It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Yep.
Second one was Rock Around the Christmas Tree. Third one was Jingle Bells Rock.
And we're going out with what?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
There you go.
What are your Christmas plans? What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to be cooking the dinner, turkey dinner on Christmas.
All right. Yep. And so who's invited over?
Jesse and Dan and Brandon and Lauren and Barb.
Okay. And animals invited?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. There'll be what? Three dogs running around.
Yeah.
Being crazy. Hopefully there's lots of snow. We can
right?
put them
so
in the
backyard.
Right,
so they're not muddy, and Jess yeah. won't, because she won't like that, right? Yeah.
Well, she won't, yeah. They have a little paw washer, you know, that they put their paw in and wash it. I'm like, Tundra's looking at it going, really? Really? You can't get your feet dirty? Yeah. So. But anyways.
Well, so maybe when they come over, if it's muddy, you know, they'll put little booties on them.
Yeah, I wish it would just get really cold and freeze
Stop.
The ground.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to have snow, just get cold to freeze the ground.
Yeah. So. And so what's the big Christmas dinner that you're preparing?
Turkey, ham, mashed potatoes.
Turkey and ham, mashed potatoes. Wow.
Yeah. Corn.
Yeah. So nothing green on the Inch family plate.
And then two bowls of Jell-O.
Jell-O.
One.
Do you remember, ever been to a church bazaar, Juan, where they had the Jell-O with the fruit in it?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, one has fruit and one has no fruit to make sure everybody's happy.
I better get leftovers. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't forget the Christmas Jell-O with fruit.
Yeah. And
and
fruit.
So what fruit do you put in there? It's like the cocktail.
Yep. Very fruit cocktail. Very cherry fruit cocktail. And we have fruit cocktail to start. Have a little bowl to start.
Wow.
And then, you know, lovely rolls.
Yes.
And then what do you think I'm going to do for dessert?
Well, I'm thinking there's going to be ice cream.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what it's going to be.
In fact, I know there's going to be ice cream. Yep. Yes, there'll be ice cream.
There's where you go. Easy to clean up, easy to put away.
Wow.
And all the leftovers are for me. So.
Yeah. Are they? Yep. All the leftovers, so you're going to have hot turkey sandwiches for how long?
A week or more.
A week, yeah.
The kids always laugh like I get like a 28-pound turkey.
Oh, do you really?
Yes, I do.
28 pounds?
Yeah.
And you order that from who?
Ugamas Turkey
Ugamas,
Farm in Talbotville.
You're not a hater guy. You're an Ugama guy.
Ugama guy.
Okay.
And then I can pick it up on the way to Curling or...
Those are St. Thomas roots coming through, those Ugama turkeys instead of the haters. But yeah, they're all good.
I mean, I have lots of turkey left over.
Why don't you just go and get yourself a wild bird? You know, there's lots of turkeys around London these days. You could just scatch one up, right?
Yep. Or hit your car. Or Josh, when it hit the truck and impaled in the ladder.
Right. Yeah, that wasn't so good.
No.
Yeah.
He didn't like that too much.
Turkey feathers, yeah. Wow.
And we should mention that this Sunday, so tomorrow, at the Curling Club, is an open house.
Oh, is it?
So we had one in October, and then we had a Learn to Curl after it. So you can come out to the open house. We'll give you a free lesson on how to curl. And, you know, it will run from 2:30 to 5 this coming. And I'll be out there to help out. So.
Will you?
So we're going to head to the phones, and we've got Ed on the phone. Go ahead, Ed.
Good morning. I called mainly to say Merry Christmas to you and to the listeners and for all the good things that you folks do.
Thank you, Ed. That's very kind. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Ed. Thank you. Yeah, we had a fun time last weekend at the Farm Boy.
Yes.
Down for the London Business Cares food drive.
Our store gave 2,758 pounds of food was our weight. Yeah. And
I think there was like 2,400 in cash.
In cash. Donation. Yeah. It was absolutely amazing. The food bank in total did, which is a staggering amount, but I don't know how long it lasts. Probably not long enough. So in that food drive from last week, the Business Care food drive, there was 158,000 pounds of food that was collected and $80,000. Yeah. So that's 76 tons of food. So thank you, London, and anybody who, when you were walking out of the grocery store last weekend, you would have been talked to and approached. But thank you, Londoners, for donating.
And I found my retirement job.
Did you?
Yeah, cart retriever.
I got good at that, right? Yep. Yeah, cart hander outer. I wiped down the handles before I passed them back out again. I was right on the ball. Yeah,
so I did very well. You know, go get two carts, put them away.
And just to let you know, there's some people that actually got to hear me sing Christmas carols in front of Farm Boy last weekend.
I wasn't one of the lucky ones. Yeah. That's too bad. I would have had my phone record it.
You
then
could've.
I would have put that as the songs.
You could have.
Nobody would have guessed it.
Zero. Whoever that guy is singing, he needs to find a new job. Well, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
I have a question for you guys before we go.
Sure.
So I'm moving to a new house at the end of the month.
Okay.
Is there something specific I have to look in the furnace in the new house that I'm moving? It's not, the house is not brand new. It's an older house.
Okay.
Is there something in specific I have to
just have us come and do a checkup on it? Just have us, you know, you guess next week's music, you can have a free tune-up one.
Okay, well, I can tell you now.
Well, the one thing I would check if it's, and I had been to a friend's house who just bought a new house to check it, and I'm more than happy to do that at your house as well.
Thank you. But wasn't going to put you on the spot,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I could see it glaring at me if I didn't say that, you know. But it was, they had a high-efficiency furnace.
Okay.
And a high-efficiency furnace should always be two-piped. What we mean by two-pipe, it brings fresh air in from outside, goes into the furnace, burns it, and exhausts it out. So gotcha. When I went over to my friend's to look, and it was a one-pipe. So it's drawing air out of the basement, burning it and exhausting it out. And she was talking about putting a wall up. And I said, whoa, you can't put a wall up. You're now going to restrict the air that the furnace gets, and that's going to cause a problem. But I said, this really should have invented outside. It's just a cost savings to cut the price to get the job.
There's other issues, too, with that once. Many, 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 many people leave their cat litter beside their furnace, and if it's only got one pipe, I mean that it's not just the dust residue that comes from cat litter, but it's also the ammonia from it. That furnace will be drawing that in and burning that air, so that's quite caustic to a heat exchanger, and typically will cause them to fail prematurely. So, if it's a two pipe system, there isn't any of that chance of happening. So there's just some things that we see on a regular basis that we pay attention to. So.
And that's what I ask you, because I know a lot of people move to new houses.
Absolutely.
And they don't check that stuff. And especially the one that I'm moving is a century home.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's an older house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I went down to check the furnace and everything looks like newer.
Yeah.
So.
But that's what I do the same thing for, you know, when sometimes real estate people will call us and just, or friends will just say, can you look at a furnace for it? And
it's the best time to do it, because if that you have to do that, then you have time because the house is empty and still time to do it before you fully move.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we went in, the one I went in and looked. I looked at everything and I gave them a list of what I would do. And I said, Not immediate. But then I went upstairs and I looked in their kitchen, beautiful kitchen, had a gas stove, and then I went and opened the cupboards. And she's, what are you doing? I said, your vent hood, because this is gas, has to vent to the outside.
Gotcha.
I said, you're in the center of the house. I'm looking to see where this vent is going, and it didn't. It just was a recirculating vent hood. So I said, immediate, you need to get a hood that vents to the outside if you're going to keep that as a
And that's the thing. People don't know those things.
No. Right.
Unless you guys deal with it every day. So.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our shows, go to peterinch.ca and hit the podcast button at the top of the homepage. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.